I'm stood outside Carphone Warehouse in the centre of Manchester, where I've just been taking a look at the Nexus S, which is, of course, Google's official Android handset for 2011. And I thought I'd take a look at it just because I'm my Nexus One owner, and I've owned my Nexus One for a year now, and I thought might be time to move on to the next official definitive Android handset, because for most of 2010 the Nexus One was the definitive Android handset, and it was only later in the year that HTC started releasing some of its own branded devices, which were quite a bit better, things like the Desire HD. And so I was hoping that the Nexus S would be Google's "this is the definitive device for 2011. Having had a play around with it, I'm not that taken by it. I still feel that the Nexus One is just a nicer device. The Nexus S feels cheap and plasticky, you know, that's a big thing. If you're going to be investing money in this thing, you want it to feel like a nice investment. Then there's the fact that stock Android doesn't allow things like 720p HD video recording, which is a bit crazy in 2011 when you've got other Android devices that support it. But Nexus S, unfortunately not. Then there's the fact that it's pretty much the same quality camera as the Nexus One as well. Not much of a hardware upgrade at all. And seeing as 2.3 Gingerbread version of Android will be landing on my Nexus One within the next few weeks, I'm very tempted to stick with the Nexus One. And I think it's sad, really, that Google hasn't created the definitive device, and it kind of shows that there is no definitive Android device anymore, not even from Google. There are much better phones out there in terms of hardware. I'm looking at you, Desire HD, but I think the only reason to opt for a Nexus S is the fact that you'll get updates to the OS first, which is kind of a big thing for me, and so I might go for it, but for now, I think I'm going to stick with my Nexus One, at least for a few weeks while I have a think about it.